Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of Pudge's pals in the studio with us in about 45 minutes. And, of course, on YouTube and on Twitch. And this show every day is presented on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. There are three stores that you can visit. Tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Bath, Maine, Portland, Maine. One of the Portland, Maine. Arguably the best dining city in the United States of America, I would declare. So go see the team at Springer's. You can visit springersjewelers.com and make sure, if you watch nothing else on this show this morning, that you meet Pudge's pal, Maddie, at 8:45. Unbeaten streak. I think we found a home for every single dog that has been in here as a Pudge's pal. And so we'll see if we can find the forever home for Maddie at 8:45. And then, as we always do, we will play Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So at any moment, you can leave a voice note on any topic, something we are talking about or something we aren't talking about and should be. And you just do that on the Odyssey app. There's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and it is your moment to shine coming up at 9:20 this morning. But back to Courtney and the rest of today's news now.
Well, a part of all of our youth has been lost. Publishers Clearinghouse will not be showing up at any of our doors with a big check.
Oh, no.
They have declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh no.
Yeah, in the announcement this week, PCH said it was using the bankruptcy process to, quote, finalize a shift away from its legacy business of direct mail, retail merchandise, and magazine subscriptions.
Right. People just aren't, people aren't subscribing to the magazines the way they used to.
No. I remember when I was younger, I just was like, Mom, Dad, why aren't we entering all of these, you know, to try to get them to bring $1 million check to our front door?
I feel like that might have been a scam. Like,
probably
No offense to the Publishers Clearinghouse people, but they never came to my neighborhood, or they never, with the balloons and the cameras, and I don't know.
Have you ever known anybody who's won?
No, I haven't. Right? No, I have not.
Or even known somebody that knew some, right?
No. So.
This is kind of lottery adjacent.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish we had Senator Sheehan back on. Keenan, whatever the hell his name is.
Keenan.
Senator Keenan. So the Mega Millions has now gone from $2 to $5.
Yeah, more money.
Yeah,
bigger jackpots, though.
I got a text this morning from our good friend Sam.
Yes.
Who is married to our good friend Will Spring. And Sam got served on Instagram this morning, this Massachusetts Mega Millions drawing ad.
Yep.
Because it's $72 million tonight.
Yep.
And so she says, thank goodness I'm not a gambling addict. But it appears to me somewhat hypocritical that they bump up the price of the Mass Millions ticket, or Mega Bucks, or whatever. It's Mass Millions. Mega Millions. And then they're... they're sending ads out to people. Like, isn't that exactly what this dude was whining about on our show?
I did a paid ad with like the lottery 4 years ago. Like, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I like, and they should be like, they should be advertising the lottery, and they should.
Everybody should. It should be an equal playing field, not one where you go after the competitor of the network that you oversee.
Nuts.
Absolutely nuts. Big Z in the Twitch said he thinks that they're, or she, is voting on that bill today.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
To limit the amount of ads that you can get from sports wagering websites? Okay.
I mean, to sit here and say, as he did, with, I presume, a straight face, that unlike the sports betting, they don't target the biggest gamblers in the lottery system, literally was debunked that afternoon at Southie Bowl when I saw a Keno slip that gave you a discount the more you played.
Yeah.
Just played my Mega Millions.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
On my Jack Pocket.
I hope you win, Coach.
I mean, I try like everybody else.
Oh, you can do that online?
Yeah, you can do it right
now. But
on.
I don't. Why are you still using that app after that woman had a really hard time?
Because that
it?
Was in Texas. Massachusetts, okay. It's all, you know.
Okay.
I mean.
Just want to make sure that you're clear.
No, I mean, believe me, if I win.
If you win the $72 million, would you still come in and do this show?
Yeah, because I love to do this show.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is not really work to me. And I would be making money for it, so it would be like slush fund money.
Would you buy dinner at every single pregame during roadshow season?
Maybe. I mean, we'll see what happens.
You got $72 million.
Oh, yeah, but then again, I do get my per diem. Well,
I don't know if the $72 million would have covered our dinner at that Irish pub that Ken failed to get caught.
Yeah, that was hard.
I get my per diem. But we do get the per diem.
I think I had two, like, fried pickles.
Yeah, I had a French fry. It was worth the $30.
Which one was this?
Cape Cod.
The one before. Down in the Lower Cape where they had the bar pizza.
Oh, where Greg got, like, steak on a stone? That one?
Yes. Yes. And I had a guy taking photos of my boobs across the table.
Right. Well, you can say Ken. Honey.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
Which one was that?
So awkward.
Big Steve and Johnny Egan came and removed the guy.
That. Is that when you guys came in later than us?
Yeah. No, we all came over to. Oh, well, yeah, you were there earlier because we went over to
Miller's place.
Yes.
Jay Miller's place.
Yes.
To the courtyard.
Okay. Yeah, to the courtyard for some pizza.
And you guys sat behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody was looking at Courtney's behind.
There was growing concern over Britney Spears once again. There has been some videos posted on her social media. Mitch, I said, just look at her last week and pick the best ones.
Yeah.
She's on vacation, it looks like, on a beach, and she posted like a photo of herself and said, naked on the beach all day.
All
right. You can see her boobs. No nipples, but just boobs.
Who are you more concerned about, her or the boobs? Because boobs went off in a weird way.
Yeah.
On people, he was getting a coffee or something, and he started screaming. He doesn't look good. He's very thin.
Yeah, I will always have more concern for Britney Spears because I think Justin Bieber still has a decent support system around him. After watching his documentaries, people said, you know, the last time he went off the deep end, these people weren't yes men and women. They were they were telling him he needed help. And
so
stuff.
She went topless.
Do we have any of the audio? Because she's talking in a British accent, like Madonna used to.
I do that.
We can get it.
Okay.
It's
Shyam. I'll send you some. It's very concerning on when it comes to both of them.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's really sad that they don't have family who can help them.
Yeah. But so, she and people were commenting on, you know, her appearance, her hair, her teeth. And she was saying, you know, that she thinks she looks beautiful. I mean, more power to her. Maybe she's just a little bit.
She's out there.
Yeah.
Top five. Kanye West is number one.
Well,
though,
yeah.
Hands down.
There's no coming back for Kanye.
Emergency top five people who've lost it?
Yeah, who've completely
Amanda
lost
Bynes.
It. I don't know who she is.
Is she better or no?
She got a little bit better and then went back. Lindsay Lohan had the biggest come up of all time, though. For somebody to reach very low point in her life, she has never looked better, ever.
I would put Mark James on that list. That guy's a
she's got new.
Where is Mark James?
I don't know. She got a new movie, Freaky Friday, coming up.
Yes.
So
well,
it's
second Freaky Friday.
Second Freaky Friday. Yeah. So it's Britney's just, you know, doing nudes and that's it? Because
I just sent Shyam some audio from what I mean.
I'm talking a British accent. That don't mean I'm crazy.
You don't randomly speak in a British accent.
Cheerio, mate.
Yeah, you do it on the radio show.
Yes.
You
know, but Shyam, I do it at home.
Go ahead, does please. It legit.
Shyam, go ahead. Play the audio.
But they did my lips. I went to a commercial and Sync was there, and I had like these huge hips, and I was like looking around. I need hurt. So bad. That's the thing, is like when it hurts, like, I don't want to use beauty treatment. They're a doctor. You're just to make like nice. I make it really nice, you know. And if you make it really nice, then you're gonna come back and keep looking better.
Pretty good though. A British accent.
Poor thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I'm worried because she has no support.
Yeah. Okay.
We have an inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
And while this story is gross and weird, get excited because we do have some Sheriff Grady Judd audio.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
So assistant principal in Florida, 53-year-old Dr. Kiva Lark, made a student rub her feet. The incident occurred after the victim was sent to Lark's office after throwing a balled up piece of paper across the classroom during a test. Lark told
the victim... Was it an actual piece of paper or was it a finger paper?
Nope, just a regular
weapon.
Regular piece of paper.
Right.
Lark told the victim to rub her feet since he didn't have anything better to do with his hands.
Right.
Here is our guy, Grady Judd.
She had a 13-year-old child that was at her school rub her feet. She didn't think he was massaging them the right way, so she massaged his arms and then made the statement like, this will help teach you foreplay for when you have a girlfriend.
Get deeper in them Achilles.
And she got first of all, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
So she got some sort of a degree.
Yes.
And then she's an assistant principal.
Yeah. And this poor 13-year-old did what he was told.
Right.
She laid her feet across his lap and he rubbed them.
Oh, God. Oh.
No way.
No, thank you. Yeah. So has she been fired?
Yeah, fired.
Okay, good.
She's released on bail, but she's going to be back in court.
Oh, that's the mugshot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Between my toes.
These people, how do they get in the system and last there for
a long period
of time?
How do you think that's okay to do?
Yeah.
It's because they're
Curtis, what's
psychos.
Wrong? What's wrong?
No, it's just so sick. These people
really
are just like,
We get to the dumbest of the day.
Okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Okay, we've listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day, Curtis.
All right, we head to the Secretary of the Education Department, Linda WWE McMahon.
Yes, the former wife of Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm. That's
correct. She is our Secretary of Education, yes.
During a panel, President Trump's education chief repeatedly referred to AI as something that Greg enjoys. I find it to be no bigger insult than if you prepare a nice steak and somebody puts what she referred to AI on. That is a slap in the face of the grill master.
Let's
hear how she referred to AI.
Okay.
There is a school system that's going to start making sure that first graders or even pre-Ks have A1 teaching every year starting that far down in the grades. And that's just That's a wonderful thing. Wasn't all that long ago that we're going to have internet in our schools. Woo. Now, okay, let's see A1 and how can that be helpful? How can it be helpful in one-on-one instruction?
A little off.
A1 is a sauce.
Yep.
AI is artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I have never felt more insignificant. I was at one of James's playdates with the families. And one of the dads has a PhD in AI, and he's talking to me, and I'm like, I don't speak this language. But what he said was that more than anything, logic and philosophy are essential. To think that you can have AI teach your kids is so backwards. A great doctor, a great teacher are great at what they do because they understand the specific needs of the people they're educating or helping.
Yes.
There's not a one-size-fits-all thing where you can have some computer can teach kids.
No, but if you've reached the point that she should have reached and you're unaware of artificial intelligence, the fact that it's AI, not A1,
all right.
Like, I'm sorry.
Maybe somebody wrote it for her and they put one instead of I, and she is like Ron Burgundy and reads whatever's put in front of her.
When are we getting your Anchorman review? Is
that
coming up next?
Sure. All right.
The worst thing that you can have.
What?
Useless A1.
No,
the most useless sauce out there.
What?
A1 on a burger is delightful.
So useless.
Okay, maybe I would. I
don't put it with a steak, but I put it on a burger.
Curtis was jokingly suggesting that I like it. It is an affront to a steak.
Right.
It's really offensive to the chef, is what it is.
Right.
If you need A1 on a steak, it means that the chef has hockey pucked it or whatever. That is. Maybe a burger is okay.
No, it's not good even on a burger. Like, you go to a steakhouse, right? They have some people like the au jus, some people like
the hollandaise.
The Kona crust. Have you ever got the Kona crust?
No, I've never tried that.
You should have got the Kona crust.
I got to try that.
Oh, you guys were getting steaks?
Yeah. What'd you have last night?
I had a filet.
Yeah,
and I like the cream.
I split a filet with DMs.
Oh,
I like watching my weight.
I like the
cream. When was the last time you went to a steakhouse in Boston and got the bill?
I got a bill last night.
Okay. You did?
There you go.
Well, I think maybe.
Yeah, maybe you might have got a bill.
Anyway.
But I like creamy horseradish.
That's not the point of this discussion.
Yeah, the A1 is the – whoever invented that, like, it is useless because nobody who likes and enjoys and knows good steaks puts A1 on it.
How do you feel about the Heinz 57?
Same thing.
That was an attempt – to steal some of the space occupied by
same
A1.
Thing. And Chime is so fraudulent because if you go get a burger, you don't ask for A1 sauce on a burger.
Oh, Chime, he says he does.
No, he doesn't.
Wiki, when I'm at a restaurant, I'm getting a special. If I get a burger, I'm getting like a specialized burger.
Right.
But like if I'm at somebody's house and they're cooking on the grill, I'm like, yeah, grab me some A1.
No, you don't.
That's
absolutely.
That's cap because you're
absolutely
gonna
not.
You probably say maybe. Ketchup, or maybe like Baby Ray's like barbecue sauce, maybe on a burger. Like, you know,
I would go A1 before the barbecue sauce.
No, or Sweet Baby Ray's. No, Shime, you're so fake.
No one is going, I'm at a barbecue. I'm not fake.
Hey, Jim, any chance you got A1 so I could put on my burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
No, you're lying.
Absolutely not.
I've never had A1, so I can't really talk, but I don't think I'd like it.
No,
it's useless. It's meant for steaks.
Yeah.
But steak people know you don't, unless you're going to, I don't know if we advertise with them.
Oh, gosh.
No, just say you're going to a low-end steak place.
Yeah, don't do this. I did it once and it was not good.
All right. Let's say you're going to, I don't know, a low-end steakhouse.
Ponderosa?
Yeah, or Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay.
Because I know we don't have.
This is great.
I used to work with Ruby Tuesdays. Very nice people.
But even then, like, people don't really like, all right, I'll get a steak there, and that's maybe where you get it, but it's so useless.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Emergency. Courtney, you might have been able to put A1 on the steak Greg stole when we were up in New Hampshire for the road show.
Never forget.
I was hungry.
I was too.
Emergency top five steak sauces. I would go, I might move, I would normally I would say Bernays, but I might move the horseradish crema. Up to the top of the list.
Does that chimichurri count? That doesn't count as a sauce, right?
No, that counts, but I don't. I mean,
but is that like a?
Eating at like where are you? Like Taco Bell or? Like,
yeah, I don't know where Shab's getting steaks from.
Chimichurri. What are you talking? What do you go to?
Have you ever had like an actual like steakhouse chimichurri on a steak?
What do you go to? A lot of Brazilian steakhouses or something?
You can get them.
What are you talking about?
How about a nice Merlot reduction?
Yeah.
I like a black truffle.
You sound so bougie.
Nope. I mean, you can get steak sauce
peppercorn.
Peppercorn?
Nope. I have a hot take, Greg. The only way to do sauce on a really nice steak is some mushroom and a red wine demi-glaze.
Okay.
I always get mushrooms on mine. I always get...
Keep your mushrooms.
I'm with you on the mushrooms. I always get the mushrooms, the mushrooms. Sauteed mushrooms.
I think the best steak sauce is the mousse steak sauce.
I can't afford
Which one's
that's
that?
That's like A1. So if you
really?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, then I do like that.
Then you would like that, yeah. All right. That's the news. Here's Courtney right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Rounding now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox avoid a sweep. Trevor Story with a walk-off in the 10th to make it 4-3, the final against Toronto. Here's Jaron Duran on his emotional week following the release of The Clubhouse on Netflix from last night's Nissan Red Sox post-game show.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know me. The attention's not the best thing for me. I'm a little shy guy, but for something like this, you know, I would gladly take all the attention to spread the word of something that's such an important to me and to everybody to start talking about. So just to hear the great things that have come out and just getting stories from people that have been commenting on my pictures on Instagram and stuff, telling me like how much it's been an inspiration to them, it really hits home and, you know, it gives me a little teary eye. But I'm just happy to open up and help some other people along the way.
Since we were talking about the Merlot reduction, I enjoy a good prank. And I loved when Brian Bayo wanted to buy everybody a couple good bottles of wine.
Yeah.
So they got the Camus out and they told him he was going to pay for it.
And all the dinner.
And then they faked the bill to be like $27,000.
Yeah, and then they were like, you have to give a 30% tip.
I thought that was pretty good content in the clubhouse. I enjoyed it.
I have a question for everyone.
Yes.
One side at a steakhouse. That's it. What are you getting?
Oh, for me, it's mushrooms.
I'm sorry. One starch.
Oh,
loaded baked potato.
I would go au gratin potatoes all day long.
Yeah, au gratin's good.
Till the cows come home.
With a little bit of bacon in it.
Mac and cheese is not. I don't think. Is that a starch? It's not really a starch.
I mean, pasta is a starch.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, is it a starch?
Yeah.
Do you like the lobster mac and cheese?
No, I would rather just have regular mac and cheese.
But the problem is you don't know how good it's going to be.
At a steakhouse, they're usually pretty good. You don't know how good anything's going to be.
No, but mac and cheese not always.
There are bigger variants of mac and cheese in terms of quality than there are potatoes.
Is it right?
What kind of pasta they use?
Yeah, is it
a cavatappi?
And you guys say I'm bougie.
So
I can't.
But we're talking about bougie restaurants that serve mac and cheese.
Now,
so I would go. I love cream corn. I feel like you can always get that everywhere.
Yeah, you love the cream corn.
Yeah, you can always get that. But I do love the Lyonnaise potatoes.
The Lyonnaise.
And the El Gratin.
They're made with Lay's.
Nice cheesy. You know what does a good one?
What?
Is Cap Grill. Nice and cheesy.
Yeah. Because
you got to have the good cheese.
Most of the Au Gratin potatoes have cheese in them.
Right, but they're
hence
not.
Now these ones have potatoes.
But they're not. You know it. You know it's cheesy when you scoop it and the cheese spreads.
Can I get the au gratin potatoes with cheese?
No. But you get au gratin and some of them
are
not cheesy enough. Where I want the cheese, when I scoop it, I want it to be still stretching.
Yeah. Right.
Some of the places don't always do that. That's why I said it's about the cheese on it.
Dime said he likes the queso fundido.
I will say it's traditional style, as we used to say in the old show, but I will say a fully loaded baked potato, at Grill 23 as a side, is
really good.
Always,
give me the mash over the fully loaded all day. I prefer the fully loaded mash or the garlic mashed potatoes
over fully loaded?
Because I don't want to deal with the skin and that kind of thing.
I love
the
skin.
That's the best part.
Especially if they crisp it up nice on the outside.
Yeah, fully loaded.
With the sour cream, Greg.
Yeah,
fully loaded. You get a fully loaded. I'm like, listen, this is not IHOP.
No, you got to go. By the way, Shine, you have to got to go butter and sour cream.
Oh, yeah. Butter in the interior of the potato, and then the sour cream's on top so that you can kind of spread it throughout every bite.
Yeah. I'm going to get my dad's surgeon's card for you guys.
All day long.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. The Red Sox now turn the page to the White Sox. 7:40 first pitch tonight with Sean Newcomb getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Cooper Boardman will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Quick text from Rhode Island, and hello and thank you for listening to our Providence affiliate down there. And they say when we're in Newport for the road show, get a great steak at 22 Bowens. We have and we love.
Yes.
And we will probably, I am assuming, go back there again when we pregame for the road show in Newport.
Is it crazy of me to say best seafood tower I've ever had?
Ooh.
Oh,
it was the best seafood tower I've ever had.
It's up there.
It was
up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bruins fell to Chicago 5-2 last night. Morgan Geeky and Pasta had the goals in the loss. Frozen Four saw Western Michigan beat Denver 4-3 and BU beat Penn State 3-1. The finals between Western Michigan and BU is tomorrow at 7:30.
Also, the dinner at 22 Bowens is where Griff, our engineer for the whole night, thought that your mom was Curtis's wife.
Right. It was a crazy night.
That is great. That is true.
I remember Griff.
And I was actually thinking, and Griff doesn't drink, so he was totally sober.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. Curtis had like a nap in his lap or whatever. I don't know, a napkin in there. I don't know what was going on.
Well, Curtis left, and then I start talking to my mom, and I may have called her mom, and Griff's like, wait. She's your mom? I thought that was Curtis's wife.
Oh. That's an insult to your mom. I will say this, though. Greg, you should do a Seafood Tower emergency top five for WEEI.com.
Agreed.
100%. Yeah. Will do.
Celtics also in action tonight. They have the Hornets at home. Tip is at 7:30. No Jaylen Brown for this one. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find an authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I could listen to Wiggy describe steakhouse sides for the rest of the time.
Oh, I love steakhouse sides, Curtis.
It's so good, Wiggy.
I mean, I love the bougie restaurants, but I gotta be honest, man. I love a good side because I get the same thing. I get the filet, and I feel like they all do them good.
Right.
To me, it's about the sides that make your dinner experience.
Wiggs, Court and I were in the car driving back from Naples, and you had the greatest pull that steakhouses are not decided by steak.
Nope.
Because they're all good. It's about the sides.
I think barbecue is very similar in that, like, you go get barbecue, but the sides are some of the best stuff you get.
Yes.
35 degrees. I wish we had a different weather forecast. It's cloudy. It's gross. It's going to be rainy all weekend.
Topical Masters joke. Tiger Woods enjoyed the sides.
Hey!
All right. So we're gonna get your review on Anchorman after you were shamed into watching a great film?
Yep.
All right. That coming up, and then a Pudge's pal with us at 8:45.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10, hour and a half away, and you can listen to them on the Odyssey app, and you can watch them on YouTube or on Twitch, and this show and this station on Twitch presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers, 3 locations you can visit, tax-free, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Go to springersjewelers.com. And certainly, if you're available in 15 minutes, we would love for you to be watching when we meet our next Pudge's pal, who is Maddie, an older dog, right?
And so smiley, so cute. I just met her.
You met her?
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Right. She's a bit nervous.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm. But she's going to do great.
All right. So Maddie is looking for a forever home, and we are undefeated when it comes to finding homes, thanks to you incredibly loving and generous people. And so we'll meet Maddie coming up. But yesterday, you were rightfully so on this show shamed when we had a discussion about San Diego because you have never seen Anchorman, the Will Ferrell film.
Correct.
And so I was interested on your social medias because it appeared that you and Santo sat right down and watched it last night.
We did.
Okay.
I don't want to fall into this situation again because it was embarrassing. Uh-huh. So I would like to ask you, the audience, the top 5 movies as a male that I must watch.
I see.
Okay. And make sure that I'm up to snuff.
Okay. What was your opinion on Anchorman? It is an extraordinary film. I would argue one of the greatest comedies of all time.
You guys talked it up too much. It was not life changing.
Right.
I wasn't obsessed.
Wow.
It was, I giggled. Now, we talked, the movie ended, and Santo was like, I can tell you didn't like it. Mm. And I said, I don't know what it is. I wanted to like it. I giggled. I like, you know, there were funny parts. And Santo said, and I think he's right, for most of my adult life, I've heard these jokes over and over again. People say them all the time. There's a bunch of, you know, they use them in everyday talk. So maybe I just, since I knew all the jokes, they didn't hit the way that they did for the first time viewer.
I'm on Burgundy.
How, it's one of the great comedies in the history of comedic film.
That's a cult classic.
Ron Burgundy is one of the great parody characters of all time.
Especially, you stay classy, San Diego.
Especially Courtney, who has been reared in the news, sports, TV industry.
Right. Yes. I don't know what it was. I found that part funny because it is like newsrooms are hilarious in that way. But it just, I think all of the jokes that
you told
me
that Dale said it was the pleats when you first met him.
Right. And I didn't know what that meant until last night.
I love lamp.
I love lamp. I love lamp.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I really tried.
Santo loves it.
Loves.
Right.
See, that's the thing is you're just, I mean, you're kind of a guy, but you're not really a guy.
Yeah. I am not a guy's girl. I never have been.
That's the problem.
I'm a girl's girl.
Katie's a champ.
You'd rather watch, like, The Notebook or one of them.
No, I'd rather watch, like, Mean Girls.
You know what my message would be to Courtney? Why don't you sit the next couple plays out?
Yeah.
508 texter says, not even close, Greg. It's not even in the running. This is a hot take, but Anchorman is way overrated when it comes to comedies. That's a 508 texter.
Like, why don't you stop talking for a while?
I like when it's a comedy, but there's, like, a good story that goes along with it. This was kind of just...
It's mindless comedy. That's the best thing about my, like, old school. What's the story in old school?
I've never seen old school.
How can you not?
You've never seen old school?
You've never seen old school?
All right,
that escalated quickly.
We're going streaking!
Curtis, it's an age thing. It's an age and a female thing. Have you seen Step Brothers?
Yes, I've seen. I've seen Step Brothers, and I love Step Brothers.
Have you seen Gladiator?
I think I watched it in high school.
I think we have to put that on the list when it comes to films that you have to watch.
Okay. Well, she's never seen Goodfellas.
Which is ridiculous. You haven't seen Goodfellas?
Santo and I did watch it.
Oh, you watched Goodfellas?
Shamed me for that.
Okay.
It was fine.
Huh?
Fine.
Party with pants.
Have you seen Scarface?
No.
You gotta see Scarface.
I think you have to watch Scarface.
Isn't that a long one?
Yeah, it's nearly three hours, though.
We know you haven't seen A Bronx Tale.
Yep. So am I adding? I mean, we're already at three. Old School, Gladiator, and Scarface are the top three male movies.
By the way, your take on this is surprisingly popular on the Subaru of New England text line, saying it's not even a top 20, 508 text, not even a top 25 comedy of all time.
Well, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, 60% of the time.
Because I think they compare it to the other Will Ferrell movies, like Step Brothers, Old School.
Elf.
Talladega Nights.
I've seen Talladega Nights. That's a good one.
This is Jeff from Easton. Hello, Jeff.
I'm with Courtney on this one. I think it's way overrated. It's never really been funny. Don't feel bad, Courtney.
Thank you, Jeff.
These guys don't know good comedy.
What's your favorite comedy, Jeff?
Yeah.
Bananas. Woody Allen's Bananas.
And you're telling us we don't know comedy?
Defense for us.
What are we doing?
Woody Allen. Love Bananas.
Who?
Twitch Mitch just texted me. Anchorman, very overrated.
This is embarrassing. I can't believe this.
Have you ever seen 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Didn't love it. And I saw that in like my high school like prime, you know? I wasn't...
All right.
Yeah. I liked the second one. Like, there was the one...
The second 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No, it was like it's kind of a spinoff off 40-Year-Old Virgin.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but fill us in on this one.
There's no spinoff of 40-Year-Old Virgin. My Lord.
It felt like a bag of sand.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Knocked Up is not related at all to 40-year-old virgin?
No.
That's just...
How did you get the...
I think Knocked Up may have been before.
That's just Paul Rudd and...
Yeah, I've seen that one as well. Yeah. But I thought that they were related somehow.
I don't think so.
Huh. The more you know.
The same villain.
Yeah. So
all those movies blend in, like whether it's a Seth Rogen, a Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
They kind of all Knocked Up. They all kind of all blend.
So you guys gave me three top five male movies.
Yeah. I mean,
we're trying to.
Have you ever seen Friday?
We're trying to keep it in a reasonable time period.
You should watch it today.
Never saw Friday? Ice Cube? Chris
That's
Tucker?
Another great one.
I mean, great movie. Great soundtrack. One.
Jesus.
I mean, the list is too exhaustive, probably. Yeah. Like, we should stick to one genre when it comes to
comedy. Oh, I think.
Good one from Game Dog. Have you seen Superbad?
Yes, I've seen Superbad.
Okay. Great.
Great movie.
Talk about top comedy.
Fine. Fine.
No.
What?
Fine. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
American Pie? Fine.
Yeah, American Pie is fine.
Wicked the Musical? Spectacular.
It is. Right. That's a piece of art.
That's a problem. This is, it's got to be.
Hocus Pocus.
This has got to be male versus female.
Yeah, I think it's just
I don't know, because when I posted that I was watching Anchorman, a lot of my female friends said, wait, this is the first time you've ever seen Anchorman. So yeah. I don't think that Anchorman is gender exclusive.
He's a freak. He's a vascular.
Oh, another one, Major League. Have you seen Major League?
No.
That's a good one.
Office Space?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, that might be a little bit.
I haven't
bit
seen that one either, Courtney.
You haven't?
No. Yeah.
So I made the joke about Flair yesterday. Went right over your head.
Yeah.
Got it.
Most of the jokes really do.
It's all right.
I just giggle and nod along.
You have a good laugh.
Because, see, there's a whole, like.
Jennifer Aniston was in Office Space.
That's,
yes, she was. It was like one of her first movies ever.
Yeah. Oh, I do
well, one of her first movies was The Leprechaun.
A jump to conclusion, Matt? I mean.
God. See, that's the whole world of like the whole Seth Rogen. Like, you probably never seen This Is the End or The Interview.
No.
With Seth
this
Rogen.
This Is the End is hilarious.
Have you
James
seen
Franco.
Passion of the Christ?
No. Seth Rogen, I find very handsome.
Okay.
What is the film?
Pineapple Express?
What? No. What's the film, Curtis, that you haven't seen that you are most ashamed of when it comes
Step Brothers.
Okay.
Wow, you've never seen Step Brothers?
No.
People don't admit it. But like when people are talking about movies and you're thinking to yourself, I have not seen this and it's an absolute affront to film, like Raging Bull.
I
have never seen Raging Bull.
Really?
I've never heard of Raging Bull.
That's De Niro.
Yeah, for me, it's Dumb and Dumber.
You haven't
seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. I
know it. Like, I know it could, people quote it all the time, but I've never actually sat down and watched it.
No. Man, like some classics.
In the Twitch chat, Mitchell whatever says they are most ashamed of never seeing Godfather.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how you can, if you like film a tiny little bit.
Right.
How you could have never seen Godfather.
I think I like fell asleep halfway through Godfather. Because when I got shamed on this show, I tried.
Yeah.
There's like a certain group.
What
like,
about Dodgeball, Courtney?
Yes, I've seen Dodgeball.
Love it.
Dodge, dip,
not my
dive.
Favorite. But it's all that.
Dip,
that is
dive,
one
dip and dodge.
That is a genre. Like Dodgeball.
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge
Anchorman.
A ball.
Like those all. And I don't think that is the right comedy for me.
Yeah, that's like. No, I don't want to say
things that are funny,
raunchy comedy, but it's a little bit more of like the, you know, like the Seth Rogans and
which
the,
I find surprising, Courtney, because you love Vince Vaughn, don't you?
Yes, yeah. But like that was you guys buried the lead when it came to Anchorman because once I saw Vince Vaughn, I screamed.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah,
978 Texter has never seen Shawshank and totally ashamed by it.
Have you ever seen Harlem Nights?
No,
Eddie Murphy and
no.
And
my
Richard
type
Pryor?
Of comedy is
Southie Days,
like Wedding Crashers.
Great, right,
that's
movie.
A good one.
Yeah. Love Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
This is Justin from Rehoboth. Hello, Justin.
Hey, all I got to say is you guys are absolutely gaslighting Courtney. You guys are naming all these movies that are strictly made for an adolescent boy. And you're not seeing it from the perspective of how a woman would take a lot of these, penis jokes,
I should
say.
Yeah.
And if I can recommend one movie that I think is very gender neutral, but also very funny, that you guys don't talk about, it's Bridesmaids.
Absolutely
very
good movie. Unbelievable. So, highly recommend.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I like Bridesmaids. I like The Hangover. I like Wedding Crashers. Like, that's my type
of
comedy.
Did you like The Neighbors?
The Neighbors.
Yeah, with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Okay. And actually, I've never seen Dumb and Dumber. I just looked it up.
All right, we got to take a break because Pudge's pal is ready to meet all of us and all of you. So we'll be right back. If you watch anything at all this morning on YouTube or on Twitch, it should be this. So you can meet Maddie, one of Pudge's pals, next. All right, guys. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but as you age, so goes your testosterone. When you hit your 20s, your early 30s, your body begins to lose 2-3% of its testosterone production every single year. That means that you could be dealing with the effects of low T and you might not even know it. So if you're not getting the same result that you used to get from your workout, or you're trying to lose weight and it's not coming off as fast as it used to come off, or you don't have the same energy or sex drive that you had when you were in your 20s, it could all be because of low T. The great news is that the team at Northeast Men's Health is ready to help. They have helped thousands of guys just like you all over New England when it comes to low T. And they actually have a quiz that you can take. Go to their website, northeastmenshealth.com. 10 yes or no questions. Find out whether low T might be an issue. And then you can visit them. They have 5 offices all over New England. And your initial visit is just $99. And you get a T-test, a PSA test, medical consultation, and then if you start on testosterone on the day of your visit, you do not have to pay for your visit. So take the test, or if you're feeling sluggish and low energy, then just call them and make an appointment. Their number is 617-793-5000. That's 617-793-5000. Or you can make your appointment when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Here's comedian Howie Mandel for hands-free Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins.
Yeah, I'm holding a new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-in sneaker, and first of all, I barely know I'm holding it. It's that light. You see, Cozy Fit is a cool new sneaker where the upper is made of a soft quilted material. It's kind of like a little puffer jacket for your feet, except it looks like a super stylish sneaker.
Introducing new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins, the latest comfort creation from Skechers. You can find Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. The Greg Hill Show presents Pudge's Pals.
People let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy. My up, my down, my pride and joy.
Pudge's Pals, our tribute to Curtis's best friend, Pudge. And in the studio with us is Mike from Care South Coast, the rescue, and he brought Maddie with him. Now, I will say this. Maddie is a little bit shy, Mike. Am I right about that?
Very shy. Yep.
So we've repositioned. We put you over where Courtney normally sits so that hopefully, because I don't think we're going to be able to get Maddie up and into Courtney's arms for the camera. So you should be able to, if you're watching this show on YouTube or on Twitch, or you want to go there, you should be able to see Maddie. Who is just a little bit shy.
And she's shy and she's nervous. There's a lot going on, but she is so well trained. I mean, yeah. I've been watching Mike have her give paw, sit. She's very well trained.
And she actually told me when she was walking in that she couldn't believe Courtney didn't see Office Space. And I said, it is Mike, a real whiff.
How old is she?
She is 6. Okay. I think she's going to be 7 in May. So okay. She's almost at her 7th birthday.
Okay. And her breed?
She's a bully mix. Don't know exactly what she is.
Okay.
She identifies as a potato, though.
She is so freaking cute.
What type of home do you think she would do best in?
Definitely someone who will, you know, spoiler, but set boundaries. No small kids. She's a little bit bossy. Okay. So she doesn't know her own strength.
Yeah.
So she's probably do best with a home like that. She's lived with cats in the past in her previous home, and she did well with cats.
Okay.
And she currently lives with another dog with me.
Okay.
And I think she loves having the company, but she would also do well as an only pet.
Okay. So, but she would do well with another dog.
Yes, absolutely.
And likes that, like, as a buddy.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And I always find it so interesting when we've been doing this, credit to Curtis for getting this thing going, but whether it's, you know, whatever age, these dogs still need a forever home. And I was talking to Mike off air, and he's like, she hasn't, because she's turning seven, she hasn't gotten any inquiries and nobody's applied to take her home. And she's so sweet and lovable, and she looks like a puppy, you know, and no matter the age, they all deserve to have.
Right.
And she still has some spunk. She has some puppy energy. You know, typically, like, I get home from work, her and my dog go crazy. I take them for a walk. They play. They rest, they eat, they play again, and then she just gets right up on the couch and curls up.
Look at her back. You know she's strong, too. She's, you have to like that breed, because she kind of looks like a pit bull.
Yep.
So you have to, like, really like that breed of dog, because if not, people tend to, because of the bad reputation they get intimidated by those dogs. Every dog I had was a pit, but they're smart and they're great dogs.
She's a cutie, though.
She's so cute. And think about it this way. You're missing the puppy stage, and she's already trained. What an amazing gift.
Yep, she's housebroken, you know, all that stuff. You know, never saying she would never have an accident when she's nervous.
Yeah.
You know, they say 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. So she fits right into that. But, you know, she's been with me since August. And once we got through that first few weeks, she's been great. So
cuddly?
Very cuddly.
Oh.
She wants, once you're her person, she wants to be next to you at all times.
Yeah. Okay, so we're undefeated. We have found a forever home for every single one of Pudge's pals that have been in here. So I feel like we can do that with Maddie. How does one go about applying?
You can check out Care. They have a Facebook page, Care South Coast. And also their email is caresouthcoast1@gmail.com.
And if you
and
have
that's
any,
probably the best way to go about it.
And if you have any pets at home, or I'm sorry, if you're at a rescue that has a dog that is looking for a forever home, please email Pudgy's Pals, PudgysPals, @gmail.com, and we'll get you in here. And the other thing is, perfect time to get a dog. It's going to finally be nice out.
Right.
If you're single, you're looking to meet people, great, great place to go is the dog park. Greg still goes by himself, so it's a lovely thing to do.
Curtis,
but thank you, Mike, for what you do.
I'm spoken for.
I know.
I think I've made that.
If you're going to leave for anything, you'd leave for Bernays.
Made that very clear.
Both as a lady and a dog dad.
Oh, that's right. Bullets.
Yeah. Yes, I am. What am I called? Additional person? Or what,
spare human.
Spare human, which is so insulting. Because I didn't fully clean the elevator up, but after the accident, I was there. I was a part of the whole thing.
All right.
Mike, thank you for bringing
Maddie.
You, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys doing this. This is amazing. Great way to give adoptable pets, you know, another way to be seen. It's amazing.
Thanks for
very
listening.
Much.
Thanks for listening to the show. All right. We will be right back.